The special ten Sahabas, radiallahu anhum. The special ten Sahabas, radiallahu anhum. The special ten Sahabas, radiallahu anhum. The special ten Sahabas, radiallahu anhum.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you back once again to our very special program, to our blessed program in that sense, due to the mentioning of those blessed individuals that we are going to be carrying out in this program. Alhamdulillah, we are going to be continuing our discussion with regards to those 10 blessed individuals, 10 special individuals who received the glad tidings of paradise in this world. And for this very reason, we call this program the Special 10. Subhanallah, these 10 blessed individuals were truly fortunate, they truly had the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their hearts, sincere love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their hearts, and therefore they received this glad tiding of paradise from the blessed tongue of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Before further continuing our discussion, let's listen to a blessing of reciting salawat and salam upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, the one who recites salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening will be granted my intercession on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah. Alhamdulillah, we had started the discussion with regards to the blessed life of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu in a couple of episodes ago. And we've heard so far about a brief introduction of his and some of the qualities that he possesses, some of the brilliant attributes, and particularly his attribute of generosity and his love for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his attribute of modesty and haya. Let's listen firstly today to some of the blessed titles that he radiallahu anhu was granted, and then we will further continue our discussion. Subhanallah, the first title which we've already hinted towards previously as well is Dhun Nurain, the possessor of two lights, the possessor of two noors, two lights. Because he radiallahu anhu, why is he known as Dhun Nurain? Because the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave two of his honorable and blessed daughters, hands in marriage, one after the other, to the honorable Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu. Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Sayyidatuna Umm Kalsoom radiallahu ta'ala anha. So it is for this very reason that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is called Dhun Nurain. And the great Imam, the great lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, his family and his companions alayhim ridwan, Imam Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahimahullah ta'ala, he hints towards this in one of his verses of poetry, in which he says, and in which he mentions the blessing that Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu was granted, and the fact that he got two noors, two lights from the beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he is congratulating, and he is sort of mentioning this great attribute and this great quality of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu. He says, "Noor ki sarkar se paya doshala noor ka, ho mubarak tum kuzun noorain joda noor ka." Indeed, the great Imam, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahimahullah ta'ala, was a great lover of the companions alayhim ridwan. Not only did he have this love, but he taught this true love of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the descendants of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and of the companions alayhi maradwan. He taught the people the true love that we should have, the true respect that we should have for these great personalities, and even what sort of wording we should use when we speak about these great individuals. We shouldn't be careless in terms of our choice of wording that we choose. So, alhamdulillah, it is a great blessing for us that within the Madani environment of Da'wat Islami, we discuss the great personality of Sidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah ta'ala continuously and immensely, because of the great favors that he has upon us, because of the great love that he rahmatullah ali possessed for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because of this great teachings of love that he passed on. So alhamdulillah, for those of our viewers of Madani channel who may be new, who may not be attached to the Madani environment of Da'wat Islami, attach yourself to the Madani environment of Da'wat Islami, and then you will see that the teachings of Ala Hadrat, the great Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah ta'ala, will definitely start to take their place and make their place and instill themselves in your heart. And then you will see what the pleasure is in loving the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what sort of beautiful choice of wording that we should have when we speak of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, the founder of Da'wat Islami, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, teaches this love, this same love that was taught by Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah ta'ala. And Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, the founder of Da'wat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, he is a great lover and a great devotee of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, for this very reason that he rahmatullahi ali possessed a great amount of love for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So this was the first title of Sina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu an, Zunnurain, the possessor of two lights. Another great title that Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu an, he has is Jami'ul Qur'an, the compiler of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. Maybe there are some viewers of Madani channel who have read regarding the seerah and the lives of these blessed individuals, and you might be thinking, now hang on a minute, the compilation of the Quran, the Quran had started to be compiled and gathered in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Maybe some of us didn't know that. Maybe some of you didn't know that. So, yes, in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, with the consultation of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, the manuscripts of the glorious Qur'an, no matter wherever the Qur'an was written, wherever it was, these had started to be collected. And this work was completed in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. But then there was one thing still to do. There was still a task left to do to complete this compilation of the Holy Qur'an, to complete this gathering of the entire Qur'an and compiling it. And this was an opportunity, this was a blessing that Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu was granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, three types of activities were left to be carried out. What were those three activities? First of all the texts that had been gathered, for them to be written into one manuscript, one copy you could say, and then sending copies of that same manuscript to all the big cities of the Islamic countries. That was a second task still left to undertake and still left to carry out. So firstly, write the Holy Qur'an into one manuscript, and secondly, to send copies of that manuscript to all the major cities, the big cities of the Islamic countries. And lastly, was to instruct all to recite in the accent of the Quraysh. Because what started to happen was, the Arabs, each and every tribe had their own way of speaking, had their own dialect, you could say. And they started to read as it was easy for them. But then they started to change. For that reason, they started to change the wording of the Quran in one sense, or the dialect, or the way that the Quran was meant to be recited. So this was an instruction that was to be given, that the Quran is to be recited in the dialect of the tribe of Quraysh. And alhamdulillah, these three tasks that were to be carried out, Allah Azza wa Jal chose Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu to carry out these blessed actions. And the compilation of the glorious Quran was accomplished according to the divine pledge. It is for this reason that Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is called Jami'ul Quran, the compiler of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. And then Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah expresses this in his poetry compiled in praise of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu. He says, Tumhi ko jami'i Quran ka haq ne diya mansab. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with this great task of compiling the Quran, with this opportunity of going and compiling the Quran. Ata Quran ko karke jama ki ummat ko asani. You have made it easy, you've given a facility, an easiness to the ummah by compiling the Quran. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anh indeed was a great lover of Quran himself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant us for the love that he had, for the sake of the love that he had, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to love the Quran, to appreciate the teachings of the Quran. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatuhu salamun alayka ya Rasulullah. The third great title of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala an is Mujahizu Jayshil Usra. It refers to the helper of the army of meager means, or in, you know, they're not sufficient, inadequate, not sufficient means. The usr means for something to be tight. So at this particular battle, this particular time, it was a hard time for the Muslims. So he's known as the Mujahizu Jayshil Usra because of the great contributions that he made. So the Islamic army which was prepared on the occasion of the expedition of Tabuk is called Jayshul Usra, because the army set out during the hard times of searing heat of the scorching summer season of Arabia. And the location was also miles away. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Khabbab radiallahu anhu has narrated, I was present in the blessed court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, who was motivating the Sahaba, the blessed companions alayhim ridwan, for the battle of Tabuk. Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he stood up and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, I take it upon myself to donate 100 camels along with saddles and other related provisions. Subhanallah, 100 camels. The beloved and the blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam then resumed his inspirational efforts to continue to encourage the companions alayhim ridwan to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu stood up again and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I bear the responsibility of contributing 200 camels with all the provisions. Subhanallah. Then the noblest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued, and then he resumed his inspirational and motivational efforts again. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once again stood up and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I take the responsibility of donating 300 camels with all the provisions. Subhanallah. The narrator has further said that I saw that when the beloved and the blessed Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down from his blessed pulpit, from the blessed Mimbar Sharif, and declared twice, from today, whatever Uthman does, he will not be held accountable. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, my dear Islamic brothers, just have a look at the blessed generosity of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu. These days, we see some people expressing and showing their intentions to donate. But when they see others spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then, you know, they're motivated. However, when the time comes for delivering the money, as per their commitment, as per the intention that they had made earlier, they find it extremely difficult to carry out their intention which they had made. Some do not even give the amount they committed. But look at the generosity of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, who donated more than what he radiallahu anhu announced. You see, commenting on the above mentioned hadith, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah ta'ala has stated, bear in mind that this was only his announcement when he said that I will give this many camels, I will give 100 camels, 200 camels, 300 camels. This was only his announcement. But when the time of delivering came, he radiallahu anhu gave 950 camels, 50 horses and 1,000 ashrafis, 1,000 gold coins. Subhanallah. Later on, he radiallahu anhu donated another 10,000 ashrafis. Hakim al-Ummat, Hazrat Allama Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah ta'ala has further stated, note that he radiallahu anhu initially committed to 100, then 200, and then 300, meaning altogether 600 camels in all. But what did he donate? 950 camels, 50 horses, and 1,000 ashrafis, and then later 10,000 further ashrafis. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So from this blessed habit of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, we learn that he used to give sadaqah openly, meaning he would announce, and he would also give sadaqah secretly in the sense that he did not announce, but he gave more than he had announced. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Another beautiful title of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu is Sahibul Hijratain. Sahibul Hijratain. The possessor of two migrations. The one who migrated twice, who did hijra twice. Why is he known as that? Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, he used to spend an abundance of his wealth for the propagation of the religion of Islam. Similarly, he never lagged behind to present himself for religious services. He radiallahu anhu embraced Islam in his early days. And he radiallahu anhu is also known as Sahibul Hijratain, the one who migrated twice, because firstly he migrated to Habsha, Ethiopia or Abyssinia, and then he migrated to Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah, what great blessings that he has been bestowed with from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, he migrated twice. His first migration was that he migrated from Makkatul Mukarrama to Habsha. And then second migration, as we are all aware, that the second migration took place from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara. So subhanallah, let's listen briefly to the first migration of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu that was he made towards Abyssinia, towards Habsha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed tests his beloved bondsmen. The higher a status that a person has in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the harder their test is. As we see, the hardest tests were faced by the beloved prophets and the anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever he wills, he tests people, and likewise the companions alayhim marduan, they were also tested in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to the extent that when Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, he accepted Islam, he was also tortured for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He put up with that torture, and he underwent that torture with steadfastness. It is narrated that his paternal uncle, he caught Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, he caught him and tied him up and said, Will you turn away from the religion of your forefathers for a new religion? Allahu Akbar. By Allah, I will not let you go until you give up this religion. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu said, by Allah, I will never give it up or leave it. So when his paternal uncle saw his steadfastness and his adherence to the religion of Islam, then he let him go. Allahu Akbar. So this was not only Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, but this torture and this persecution, this was for all the Muslims at that time. Any person who accepted Islam was persecuted and he was tortured by either their own family members or other disbelievers in the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. To such an extent that Sayyidina Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anh and his blessed wife Sayyidatuna Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, they were killed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was deeply grieved and saddened by the deaths of the martyrdom of these blessed companions alayhim ridwan, and generally the torture that the companions alayhim ridwan were facing. So he suggested to the Muslims, why don't you go to Habsha? Why don't you go to Ethiopia or Abyssinia? For in that land there is a righteous king in whose land no one is wronged. Subhanallah. The migration then began, the hijrah began, and the companions alayhim ridwan, they set out. They appointed Uthman ibn Mad'un as radiyallahu anhu as their leader, and by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they found two ships on which they embarked in return for half a dinar for each person. Quraysh found out about their setting off their journey, and they set off looking for them. They set off after them, searching for them. But when they reached the coast, the two ships had already set sail. So the Muslims, they reached safely to Habsha, to Ethiopia or to Abyssinia, and they lived there, they practiced their religion there. A very famous story, a very famous incident which we hear. What happened afterwards when the disbelievers of Makkah went to the court of the king in Habsha with gifts from them and asked him to send the Muslims back to Makkah. But because he was just king, he listened to both sides of the story and he said to the Muslims that you are free to live here and practice your religion. And alhamdulillah, later on that same king was blessed with the opportunity to accept Islam. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, this was his first migration. And some of the lessons that we can actually learn from this migration, some of the messages that we can actually obtain from this migration. Firstly, is the steadfastness of the believers in adhering to their faith. After the infliction of all kinds of difficulties that they had gone through, all sort of persecution that they had faced, even after that, they were steadfast upon their faith. They adhered to their faith, they stuck by their word, by their religion, and they did not back off. You know, these were not simple persecutions, they're not simple punishments that they had to go through. Their own family members were martyred. They were tortured in many ways. In many ways, many painful ways. If we read the books of Seerah and the books of history, we come to realize. So, This is one thing that we learn from the companions alayhim ridwan, that they were very steadfast upon their religion. And this religion has reached us today after all of those sacrifices that these great individuals gave. Some of us might have been born Muslim. Some of the viewers might have accepted Islam later in their life. Whatever the situation is, you know, this religion has reached us. And it has reached us because of the sacrifices that these great individuals, that these great companions alayhim ridwan made for the sake of this religion. So we need to really, truly appreciate that. And one of the ways to do so is take the books of our Sunni scholars that are written with regards to the seerah of these blessed companions, the seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with regards to Islamic history. And just have a read through. Have a read through some of the sacrifices that these companions alayhim ridwan made. The sacrifices that these companions gave for the sake of this religion. Another thing that we learn is the Prophet ﷺ, his deep concern for the safety and the security of Muslims, for the safety and security of his ummah, for the safety and the security of his companions, alayhim ridwan, his followers. Subhanallah. And this is why he was concerned, and he suggested that the Muslims migrate to Habsha, because he was concerned regarding the security and the safety of his followers. His heart was full of mercy. And even us as the followers of the Prophet ﷺ, as the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ, we are fortunate that the Prophet ﷺ is concerned with regards to our matter as well. And you know, he, to the extent that he even, you know, during his physical life on this world, he spent nights in worship and crying for our sake. Crying for our sake. My dear Islam brother, this is a very, very big point to keep in mind. You know, to the extent that we spend our life trying to impress people, trying to gain the pleasure of these people. But I read an article quite a while back which states that when a person dies, only roughly around about on average, just 10 people will shed a tear at his funeral. Just 10. Mainly, these people are generally just close family members. But have a look at how much time we spend in our life trying to gain the pleasure of these people, trying to please these individuals, trying to make them happy. But we cannot even, you know, because, okay, being saddened at the time of someone's death is one thing, but truly from the heart to shed a tear, that requires true love and connection. And then it even further said that the turnout for at the time of burial, that depends on the weather. If it's rainy, then only a one-third of the people that were scheduled to be there will turn up. So we spend all our life trying to impress these people, trying to gain the pleasure of these people, trying to please these people, and yet, at the end of our life, we cannot even get them to shed one tear for us. And we weren't physically there at the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried for us. He shed tears for our sake. He asked for our forgiveness. This is the love that he had for us. You know, so rather than trying to please the wrong crowd in that sense, let's start to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his blessed messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who truly loves us, and we need to love him back. And it is a requirement of our faith and our iman that we must have love for him. So this is just briefly. There are many other lessons that we could derive from this hijrah, this migration. But unfortunately, our time is coming to an end. So what happened after this was that there was a false rumor, that the Meccans, the people of Mecca, have become Muslims. So then the Muslims. They returned to Makkah al-Mukarramah only to hear that when they got close to the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, that this was a false news, this was a false rumor. But when they went there, including Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu and Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, they settled in Makkah al-Mukarramah until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then granted permission to migrate to Madinatul Munawwara. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, he was always with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did not leave the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be it during a journey, be it during his stay somewhere, except with the permission of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or he went on a mission of some sort which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had sent him upon, or for a task that he had been given which none other could do. So these were the reasons. Other than that, the beloved companion, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, always stayed and gained blessings from the company of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was his love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, today we've heard about the blessed titles of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu. And when we mentioned Dhul Hijratain, the one who migrated twice, then we mentioned briefly his first migration, and some of the points that we can take on board from there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly grant us the love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the same great individual, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who cried for our sake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to cry in his love. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special times of Abbas, radiyallahu anhum. The special times of Abbas, radiyallahu anhum. The special times of Abbas, radiyallahu anhum. The special times of Abbas, radiyallahu anhum.